Hey, Yael, ready for a quiz?
Ready, Don.
Which of these is a tetrapod, a spider, elephant, or goldfish?
Well, I think the prefix tetra means four, and pod is Greek for feet, so I'll guess elephant, since it has 4 feet.
You're right. Tetrapods are vertebrates with limbs. Spiders don't have backbones, so they aren't vertebrates. Fish are vertebrates, but don't have limbs. Before about 360 million years ago, no vertebrates had limbs. They all shared the same fish-like body shape. No limbs, just fins. But around that time, something exciting happened. These fleshy, lobed, paired fins of some prehistoric fish evolved into limbs. The modified fins gradually evolved into legs capable of supporting the animal's weight and allowing it to walk out of the sea. Tetrapods evolved not only limbs, but also digits.
Fingers and toes?
Exactly. One false notion used in attempts to discredit the theory of evolution is that there aren't any so-called transitional fossils. In other words, there aren't examples of intermediate forms between two branches on the evolutionary tree, such as between prehistoric fish and tetrapods.
Are there any?
Lots. In fact, a particularly exciting discovery was made in 2008. Scientists used CT scans to look at the bones hidden inside the intact fossilized pectoral fins of a 385-million-year-old lobe-finned fish discovered in Latvia. Inside the fish's stumpy, limb-like fins were rudimentary digits like a tetrapod.
Cool, a fish with fingers.
Yep. This fossil is just one of many that illustrate the gradual evolution of legs that allowed early tetrapods to leave the water and colonize the land.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University with production support from the Brabson Foundation.
Today's program was prepared by Sue Ann Zollinger with help from Clara Cotton in biology. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.